Se você demorar, vou querer te beijar e depois namorar, curtição.
This is podcast episode 124 with Joito, Peregrino, Lutherbach.
Até o sol raiar, gata me liga, mas tarde tem balada. Quero curtir com você na madrugada, dançar, rolar. Até o sol raiar, tchê 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 tchê. O Peregrino e você, tchê 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 tchê.
That was pretty good, actually.
Thank you very much.
Are you a singer?
I can sing, I can play the guitar if you want.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, of course.
Where did you learn to sing?
In school.
No, in school? I'm
not a singer, really. I like to play the guitar. This is
I know.
It's just for joke, you know?
Okay. Do you always sing when you have a microphone in front of you?
No, I like to dance.
You like to dance?
Yeah. Okay. I don't like to sing, really.
We're gonna make a dance video afterwards,
okay? Of
course,
we can do.
Sounds good.
You can see later my Instagram.
Yeah.
My last trance for my fight of 5,000 people all sing my music, dance together.
Nice.
This music, Gustavo Lima.
Yeah, you can sing it really good.
Really? You like it?
Yeah, how long did you train for this?
I never trained for this, really, just joke, you know? But I really like, I love to play guitar.
Yeah, I heard about it.
Yeah, I love it.
How long do you play?
I think 8 years old. Eight years.
Crazy.
Around this, you know? I really love this.
So this is the craziest start into a podcast ever. So for all the listeners, welcome to the Unschlagbar Ehrlich podcast.
Thank you very much.
Hello.
Hello.
We are here in Graz, in Austria. And why are you here, actually?
I'm here to support my friend, my fighter, Alex Carl, who's gonna fight in Cage Fight Series. And I'm so excited for this, you know?
You're from Brazil?
Yeah.
Brazilian guys normally have like 10 names. How many names do you have?
Joton Barbosa Santos Lutherbach. My nickname is Peregrino.
Yeah, I like the nickname.
Yeah, Peregrino, yeah?
Yeah.
Like the water, yeah?
Yes.
Peregrino water.
It's a good water.
Like water, like Brazil.
Yeah?
Water can flow, water can crash, yeah, you know.
Sounds good. How many times have you been in Austria?
I think 7-8 times here. Mm-hmm. Around, you know. I always come to watch Cage Fight Series, you know.
Yeah, it's a good organization.
Always put some fights here.
Yeah.
And I really enjoy the show.
How did you get into fighting?
So, I started to fight 11 years ago, my first MMA fight.
11 years?
Yeah.
Now you're 29.
Something like this.
Something,
you know?
Like this?
Yeah,
okay.
Like 28, 29.
We don't take it too serious.
Yeah, 28, 29.
Under 30, something.
Yeah. Okay. Don't talk so much about the old. I don't like to talk about this.
You feel old?
Yeah, I'm afraid to get old, really.
Oh, shit.
I'm afraid to get old. You know, for fighters, it's hard when you get old, you know.
Yeah, I talked to Owen Roddy today. And he was like, he stopped fighting at 29.
29?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, he had some injuries and then he decided not to fight again.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
It's hard. But anyway, I don't have injuries, no.
It's really hard.
I don't have an injury. I didn't get injuries. But, you know, I was thinking about maybe I have it 5 years more, 6 years to fight in high level.
I mean, Glover Teixeira is like 42, so.
Yeah, to fight in high level, you know.
Yeah.
But maybe more, you know, without injuries, you know.
Yeah.
If you train smart, if you fight smart, you know, if you make good choice.
Yeah, why not?
But it's really difficult, you know. Oh, I fight again the time, you know.
Yeah.
I would like to be 23 forever.
Really?
But no chance, yeah.
No way. Somehow it was exciting to be like 23, but nah.
But anyway, I'm better than 10 years ago, really, you know. About the experience, you know, about my eyes.
Your eyes? What did
eyes.
You do with your eyes?
In the fight, you know, I can see better, you know, I can watch, I can see my opponent, I can see the mistakes, you know, I can fight a little bit more clever, you know, not just fight for emotion, you know, like you're always looking for the best moment in the fight, you know, waiting, like, it's just the timing, give you, you know, like, experience, and then I get better, for sure. But
with experience every time.
Yeah, this is more important, you know.
Would you do a lot of things differently if you could go back, like, 10 years?
I think, yeah. I don't have the same focus that I have today, you know.
Yeah.
Because when I was young, I did a lot of things, a lot of mistakes, you know.
Like in training or
no,
out
in
of training?
No, in training, also out, you
tell
know.
Tell me all
out,
about
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
You want to hear gossip?
Party, you know, like this.
Party?
Party,
yeah. Party is not so bad.
Yeah, but not always, you know.
So party with drugs or party?
Yeah, like seriously, I drink everything, you know, I did everything in my life, you know, and then it's not healthy, you know.
Yeah, if right now I just fight,
live right now I just live for this, you know.
Yeah.
Just train, sleep, good food, like good rest.
Yeah.
You know, and train and back to the gym, go home, back to the gym, you know. And then after the fight, 1 week rest, 1 week enjoy, you know.
Yeah.
Can drink a little bit.
Regeneration.
Yeah, like this, you know, like take 1 week for relax, you know, to get energy, you know.
Yeah.
And then to come back to hard work again, you know.
When you started your career, you started in Brazil?
Yeah, I started in Brazil, you know. I started 11 years ago. But in Europe, I started with in 2015. Yeah, 2015.
Okay.
My first time here in Europe, you know.
How was it living in Brazil?
It was good. I really love Brazil. You know, it's the best place for live. Really.
Yeah.
A little bit dangerous, of course. You know.
Yeah, but, a lot of. You very know, dangerous if you don't have your cauliflower ears.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah. And I cannot do the jiu-jitsu, you know.
Yeah.
You know, the people shoot me. Dangerous people.
You got shot?
No. I say I cannot use my jiu-jitsu, you know? Yeah, it's dangerous. Yeah. Brazil is dangerous, really. But, no, I also like Europe, you know, like Germany, you know? Yeah. Germany is more quality, you know? Europe is more quality.
How long are you in Germany now?
Right now, around 6-7 years, but always going back to Brazil, you know, like this. Yeah. Stay 3 months here, 3 months in Brazil, you know?
How do you like Germany?
So I like I told you, I like Germany because the opportunities, you know, like for work, to fight.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm in Germany, I can fight everywhere, you know. I can fight in Düsseldorf, Glory,
I can fight in Brave,
I can fight in Austria, I can fight everywhere, you know, because I'm in Europe.
Yeah.
And then also it's too hard for the organization to bring one guy from Brazil. And then when I'm here, it's easy, you know.
Yeah.
And also for management, because like right now I'm in Austria. And I can come to Austria, and tomorrow I have other guy in Bratislava. He's gonna fight, not too far.
Wow.
And I need to go there also, you know, finish the fight. I go there to meet the guy, and then for me it's more easy to stay here to work with the fighters, make my own management, you know, and get better opportunities.
How's the MMA scene in Brazil?
The MMA training is very good, you know.
Yeah.
We have a lot of good fighters in Brazil, really, a lot.
I know you have many good fighters, but all of them went somewhere.
The best trainers from Brazil, really. People say America is the best, but really, Brazil is so fucking good, really.
Yeah.
But, you know, they don't have the same equipment, they don't have the same gym, they don't have the same support, they don't have the same, you know, how can I say, estrutura. How say in Brazil?
Yeah,
Brazil
say estrutura. Yeah.
I don't know the English word, but it's like this, you know, in America, in Europe, you have better support, you know.
Yeah.
But in Brazil...
The infrastructure like is this. Better.
But in Brazil, the people, sometimes they have nothing, you know, but they are fuck good, you know, they have nothing.
Lots.
Sometimes they just drink a coffee, one bread, is nothing, but they train like a beast, you know.
Crazy.
They have a dream, they have an hungry, and then when they go inside the cage, it's like a warrior, you know.
Yeah.
And then I appreciate this too, you know. Like people they don't have nothing, but they fight like lion because they want to become something.
Yeah.
And then I really appreciate Brazilian people, you know. I have a lot of respect, and I always try to support the people there, you know, to try to bring people here, you know.
Mm.
Of course, I also work with my own management, but it's about my heart, you know, like to try to see the people get better, you know, to get your dream, and then it's amazing, you know. It's good, really good feeling when you see someone win, you know. Someone maybe sometimes come for nothing, you know. They have nothing, they pour, and then they
Charles Oliveira.
They change their life, you know. They can live just with the fight,
mm-hmm.
you know. And it's amazing. I really like my job. I like to fight, but I like also take care of the fighters and do my stuff.
Yeah. Did you meet Charles Oliveira in person?
I never meet him. Never, you know. I would love him. Really, I would love.
Interesting, yeah.
I was in São Paulo. São Paulo is a his city in Brazil.
Yeah.
And the last time.
I think
time,
everyone knows São Paulo.
Yeah, because the last time when I was supposed to fight Cage Fight Series.
Yeah.
Yeah, I lost. Remember, I missed my fly.
Yeah, you told
Yeah, and I was São Paulo when I missed my fly.
Oh, shit.
And I tried to go his gym, you know. I wrote his quote on Instagram, hey, maybe can I come to train because I would like to meet, you know, like for experience. But I think he didn't see my message or something like this because he don't follow me, you know. And then, but I would love to go there, you know.
You have to write him again.
Yeah, I'm going to write again, the coach, and then I tried to go there.
Maybe he hears the podcast, and yeah, after the podcast, he's like calling you.
Because I saw that he's going to fight against Makachev. I say, man, I can go there to train, because in Brazil, the people have a good jiu-jitsu, they have a good striker, but they don't have a good wrestler, you know? They don't have, like, how can I say, like, the same game like Makachev. And I, all my life, I won all my fights doing this, you know, wrestling, and then... And then I say, maybe I can help us do something like this. But I don't know. But next time, maybe I can go there just to visit, you know. It's a good gym.
Totally. Hey, and for all of our listeners who didn't hear the story before of you missing the flight, what the hell happened?
So tomorrow? See again,
no,
sorry?
The flight you missed.
Oh, shit. A lot of things happened with me with this day. Crazy. A lot of things happened. No, I missed my flight. I had a problem with my ticket, you know. It was too late to arrive in the fight. A lot of things happened, you know. I cannot explain right now. But crazy. And my opponent was doing a lot of shit. He was talking a lot of shit on Instagram.
You had some beef with an Austrian guy, Julio Basic, Adin. But he knew that you missed the flight.
Yeah, but he don't know what's happened with me.
Yeah.
If something's happening, you know. If he, I don't know, maybe... I have a problem with my family or something like this. He just said that I ran away for him. He's gonna kick my ass, something like this. What the fuck? Who are you? You're nobody. Why you?
Yeah.
Why am I afraid for you? Who are you like this? But anyway, I stopped also to write to him because I saw that he started to do something. He tried to challenge me because he also wanted to promote the fight, and then he's nobody. And then I say, no, I will stop because he need to fight against someone, you know, he's nobody like this. And then I say, you not answer nevermore, you know, because for me, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I could say in egal, egal. Yeah. For me, it doesn't matter, you know, like to fight against him or not. You know, I fought around the world. I don't need to prove nothing for nobody. He just was talk shit because he want to be someone and to get some followers to Instagram or something. And then I don't care for this.
Yeah.
And then I stopped this, but he spoke a lot of shit, you know, really. And then... But it's okay, you know, because if he, of course, maybe he was sad because I couldn't come to the fight, but he need to understand what's happening, you know. It's not always like, I'm afraid, why? I'm afraid, you know.
Yeah.
The numbers show who I am, you know, why I'm afraid for one guy with 6 fights, you know.
Yeah.
Why I'm afraid, like this. But
you don't have to.
Yeah, like this, but anyway. And I did a lot of video, you know. When I saw that he wrote me on Instagram, like, gonna kick my eye, then I run away, blah blah blah. I did one video really.
Did you explain to him why?
Blah, I saved everything, like, and then I think he didn't like what I told him, you know.
Oh.
He was like, and then I say, better I stop, you know, I stop because it's too much for him, you know.
Yeah,
too much attention for him, you know.
Hey, how many fights do you have?
Right now I have 40 wins MMA, 9 losses.
40?
Yeah. And then 50 fights MMA. And K1, 40 fights K1.
Wow.
And jiu-jitsu a lot. Wow. Yeah. Judo a lot. Like
you said, like
200 jiu-jitsu, like this judo, wrestling, a lot of fights. But right now I have a contract with Brave for MMA, contract with FA for real fight. It's kind of the Muay Thai with MMA gloves.
Yeah.
And Glory for K1, you know. And then it's like right now I'm like...
Yeah.
Good step, you know, for my life, my career, and I'm so excited for the future.
Are you always excited to fight?
Yeah, I'm always excited to fight, you know. I still with the fight, you know, because some fights they lose the feeling, they lose the fighting, and then I still excited to fight. Always not finish one fight. I want to just rest Sunday, and then Monday I back to eat well, to sleep good. I want to train again for the fight. You know, always want to get better. You know, I never like, I'm so fuck experienced. No, I don't want to learn anymore. No, I always learn. You know, I'm always training.
Always so crazy
learning.
About martial
arts. Take care of my body. You know. Go all the time to the doctor, nutrition, physiotherapy, everything like.
Yeah.
Like when I started, the same, you know, because when you start to do everything right, and then when you get older, you get the experience, you start to do what you did before, you know, like, and then I always try to do the same, like, good food, good training, good workout, always learning, you know. I don't want to lose the motivation, I don't want to lose the hunger to fight, you know. I want to keep like this, you know, like I am.
Did you have like physiotherapists or diet, nutrition in Brazil too?
Yeah, I have in Brazil, you know, I have physiotherapy, okay. I have a nutrition doctor, you know, like special pharmacy for nutrition for me, you know.
Yeah.
And then I always go to the doctor, check all my blood, take all the vitamins for my blood, like everything, like professional, you know.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's very important, you know, when you want to go to the next level, you need to do something different. You cannot do the same like everybody, you know. And then... Yeah, now I think a lot about this, you know. Sometimes you get money in the fight, but you need to also invest in yourself, you know, to get better, you know. And after this, you get more and more and more.
Yeah. I talked to one of the guys today, and he told me, like, he has a training partner and who is really into doing everything in detail. Like, he has an Excel sheet where he's, like, from there to there, he has time for his kids. From there to there, he's at physiotherapy. And everything like planned out.
Yeah.
How are you? Do you also plan in like details?
I have some problem for plan, really, because you know I'm hyperactive.
Yeah.
You know I have some problem for attention. You know I don't know how you call in Europe, but in Brazil you call TDAH. It's kind of the people that hyperactive.
Yeah.
You know with hyperactive. Problem for attention. How you call in
ADHD?
ADHD. I'm like this, but high level, you know.
Yeah.
And I have no focus for study. I have no focus for read a book.
Yeah.
I have no focus for watch TV, for see movie.
Yeah.
I have a lot of problem for system, for how can I say, routine, you know. I have this kind of the problem. And every time I forget something, I'm doing this, and then I forget, I miss the flight. Everything all the time like this.
Yeah.
And I just have the focus for the fight. Hyperfoc.
Okay.
You know, it's kind of the hyperfoc.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, I don't have a fox for a lot of things, but inside a fox, nobody can do like me, you know. I can do this better, you know, than everybody. Because I have a hyperfoc for this. I love this.
Cool.
And then it's like, and then I have problem for plan.
Okay.
I don't have time for eating.
You don't have time for eating?
Like, I eat... Why? I eat, I don't have a time. I don't have exactly time for eating.
So you eat when you are hungry, like, whenever you want.
Yeah, because, you know, I have no plan, you know. Like, I'm late for some place. I'm late. Oh, shit. And then, today, 2 o'clock, 3, and then I eat. Oh, shit, I eat now. Like this.
Yeah.
And now I don't have a time, like, to eat like this, you know. I really would love.
Yeah.
But it's not my kind, you know. It's hard for me to keep a routine. It had for me to be in the same place.
Did you survive school actually?
Yeah. I'm a survivor. Some people call me survivor.
Okay.
Some people call me survivor. They say this guy is survivor. You know.
Yeah.
You can put him in the island. He's gonna get the way to come back. You know, like this.
How was it? How was it at school? Did you finish high school?
Yeah, I finished, but it was really hard. You know.
Yeah, to sit and learn.
Yeah,
and,
because you know it was fucked up for me because. I was in school and then, like this.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and then I was out, I pulled out for school and I go to other class for music, for play the guitar, because this I like, you know.
Yeah.
I stay there.
Yeah.
And then my teacher
mm-hmm.
for music say, okay, why you don't go to the for mathematics, you know mathematics, sorry.
Yeah.
Why you don't go there? I say, I don't like you. And then normally he need to go to the he need to call the people say the guy is here, you know, in this class.
Yeah.
He's not able to be here. He said no, it's better you be here that you stay in the street, you know, stay here.
Oh wow.
And then he leaving me there.
You had good teachers.
Yeah, and then I start to play the guitar, to play battery, everything, you know.
Because I played battery too.
Oh,
yeah,
good, nice.
Like drums. Yeah.
Nice
drums.
Amazing. This is really good. I love music, you know. I love music. And then he says, better he stay here than go to the street, you know.
Yeah,
and
totally.
Then, but I really have a problem for fox, you know.
What
for school,
focusing,
for reach a book,
yeah.
You know. I really, when I never finish one book.
Okay.
Because when I start, you know, to reach a book, I do something different, no?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, and I have a problem for fox.
Yeah.
I always let everything for the last time.
Yeah.
Like, tomorrow I need to, like now, right now. Tomorrow I need to come back for German. I have no ticket for come back.
Shit.
You see?
Yeah.
But I go to station, and then I check now. Maybe I can 1 hour before, like this. No, I go with a lot of adrenaline to station. Why I didn't buy the, why I don't buy the ticket 1 week before, make a plan for everything. but I'm a crazy guy all the time like this. But I'm try, I'm get better, really.
Yeah.
I'm get better.
Do you think you would have made it into the UFC if you would have had a plan?
Sometimes I think like this, but sometimes I think no.
Yeah.
You know why? Because it's like, how can I say to how can I explain? It's like in the life, sometimes you need to try everything, you mm-hmm. know? For everything. If you don't get the risk, you don't get nothing, yeah. you know? It's like this for business. When you open some company, if you don't try, you don't know that it's going to work.
Yeah.
And then a lot of opportunities in my life come because I risk. I took the fight tomorrow. One guy that is doing record for UFC, he don't take the fight tomorrow
yeah,
because he's saving in record.
And he knows
he don't want to lose. He's waiting for UFC.
Yeah.
And then it's like this. He don't want to get hard fight
yeah.
because he need to make a record for UFC. He charge the opponent. And then I did my car different, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I did my car like without choice opponent, without, I fought a lot in Russia, strong guys. Like, hey, you want to fight tomorrow? I say, yeah, let's
yeah,
go.
Why not?
Why not? Next week. And then yeah. all the time, I make one fight. And then I meet one people, different people. I make my network. I get new opportunity. And then all my life was like this, you know? And then sometimes I think maybe I have like 15 fights in MMA. Maybe 85, 10 fights, go to UFC or like something like this. But sometimes I also think, you know, if he, I go to UFC, maybe I'm not happy. You know what? Sometimes I think about this. Because the people from UFC, remember about what I told you, like, I cannot be in the same place. I cannot make a plan.
Yeah.
You know, when you are in UFC, you cannot fight K1, you cannot fight box, you cannot fight yeah. this kind of the fight.
No if it's small gloves, no grappling.
You yeah. just need to fight UFC.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you stay 1 year without fight. Or 6 months. Because yeah. you just fight when UFC call you, you know?
Yeah, but you love fighting, so...
I love, but it's not up to me, you know? They yeah. need to call me to fight, you know? Oh, or I need to call the people out, you know? Hey, motherfucker, let's fight! Or do I make market,
yeah.
you know? But it's hard, really. And then sometimes I think about this. Sometimes I think, oh, I would love to go to UFC. But some people say, I think you are not for UFC. I say, really? Yeah, because you're a crazy guy. I say, yeah, you fight every time, every week, you know, every time. And then maybe you go to UFC, you're not happy, you know, you get depression because of 6 months without fighting, 1 year.
Yeah, what the fuck.
You know,
yeah.
and also, really, it's true. The people think that UFC fight, they get good money.
No.
It's not like this, really. I know.
You have to get the bonus
I
to
know
get good money.
A lot of fights from UFC, yeah. from Brazil, they don't have nothing, you know.
Yeah.
They don't have nothing. They have the money from UFC. They take this money and they need to think this money, I need to survive for 6 months.
Mm.
And then they cannot put sponsor on the t-shirt, they cannot put sponsor on the shorts because they have exclusive with Reebok, with
yeah.
Venom, always changing.
Yeah.
And then sometimes I think about this and some people say, hey man, you know that nobody makes the money that you make in the fight, yeah? Because you fight every month, fighting Glory, fighting Brave, fight PFL,
yeah.
you fight all the time you get money. The people stay 6 months without fight. How can they survive? And then I think a lot about this.
Yeah.
No, yeah, maybe if I go to UFC, maybe I don't have the same life that I have today, you know? And then everything I think and I put like in the balance and then check, like,
yeah.
maybe, you know? But we never know. We never know what can happen.
So with all the fights outside the UFC, you must be a millionaire.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
No, we are still talking
no,
fight business.
But okay. I want to get millionaire. I hope you know.
You have to.
I want to get to, this. I want to get rich with fight. Really,
yeah.
this is my goal right now.
Yeah.
I'm not capitalist. I'm not the guy of the guy that you like. I want to get rich because I want to buy a Lamborghini. No.
Yeah.
I want to do this for my soul. You know, like. Oh man, it's my legacy, you know. I fought, I won, I kill people, you know. And then now, you have a soft life, you know.
Yeah.
I want to fly, no problem, ticket. I want to go here.
Yeah.
I want to buy this, you know, for the family, for this, for that. You know, this is good, you know, because, you know, I know a lot of people. They have 105, they have nothing, you know. And then after. Remember when I spoke to you about the age? I'm
yeah.
a little bit afraid for age. It's like this.
because I'm talk a lot or not? Yeah.
No, perfect.
I'm kind of the age right now that I'm thinking about my future. You know,
yeah.
Like, I have 30 years old. I think about what gonna be my last 5 years. Shit. You know, and then I think about 5 years before, and then I say no, and now I need to save my money. Now, you know, I always say to the fights, you know, that I manage, I say, man, please put your money in the bank, you know, don't expend your money, put in the bank, try to survive with different money, you know, like private class, make a private class, make something different, you know, I don't know, crypto, I don't know, something, make something, you know, make money with different things, try to survive, something that don't take your fox, you know, like this, something about fight. But try to save your money, you know, because in the future, I have this money for the fight, you know, I did this money, because it's hard, you know.
Yeah.
For a long time, I just fought and expend money, you know, pay bills, and then...
I know, we talked about the rent in Vienna, it's so crazy,
everything.
The life expenses are so high these days.
The life expensive, you know.
Yeah.
Really, and then it's like this: if you have I have $100,000 dollars.
Yeah.
Okay, you need to think about 10 months without fight.
Yeah, and then you think about taxes,
money, you know,
and
about
bills.
Taxes,
yeah,
everything. And then I think you need to be smart, you know. And this I say for the fight, you know. Hey, amen. Look, save your money, put in the bank, try to survive with this money. You know, live like it's not live like a cheap guy. I don't say this like, but try to think, put your money, try to live with this money, you know, try to take this money, small money, it's okay, but try to live this money, and then you will see, in the 4 or 5 years, I have this money for the fight, I fought, I won, but I have this money, fucked up when you make a lot of fight, you have nothing, you say, what the fuck, what they did with my money, I fought around the world, and I have nothing, you know, it's really bad, in 2 years, before I start to think like this, 2 years I do different stuff,
you
know,
the same.
Different choice, I save my money like this, you know, but you learn with your mistakes, and you don't want that people make the same thing,
same,
you know,
mistake.
And I try to teach you, try to support to.
Yeah. Do you remember the first time you bought something with one of the paychecks from fighting that made you really excited, like, wow, hey, my mom, I bought this.
That I bought with money for the fight?
Yeah. Do you remember a moment when you went somewhere and bought something?
With the money for the fight?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember.
What did you
when
buy?
When I fought in Russia one time.
Okay.
Because I was without car, you know, and then I say, oh shit, I'm without car. And then I fought in Russia, I won the fight clean, no injuries, nothing, you know. And they got the money clean without taxing the cash, and it was
Whoa.
So fucking exciting.
Russia,
you know,
is
Whoa.
Good for fighting, huh?
Only dollar, you know, and I got the money, and I come to Brazil with the money. The first thing that I did was buy my car, because I needed a lot, you know. Car is not so cool, not so important, but, you know, I need that, really, I needed the car. And then I bought this, and it was so exciting because, you know, I bought this with the money for the fight, like this,
yes.
You know, like, because whole life my mother told me that, hey, it's not gonna work, and my father too, it's not gonna work. But of course, I respect him because, you know, father
family.
And mother always, they want to take care of you, you know, like, they think about your future, you need to do normal job, you need to become doctor, you need to become doctor, you need to become a... I don't know, like some teacher or something like that. No, normal people, you know?
Yeah.
And then, not everybody believes in your job, that you're going to fight, you're going to get money, you're going to change your life, you know? You're going to do something different. And then, it was like this. But I believe it, no. I won't believe it. No, it's going to work, it's going to work. And then when you get money, you get something, you want to show, look, I bought my car. Like this. I bought my car. And then I also gave some money, you know? Like this, you know? And she was so happy.
So cool.
Yeah.
What did the mom buy?
Huh?
What did your mom buy when you gave her the money?
Yeah, my first fight was in Peru. I fought there 2014. And then I bought a big TV for her. Big. Yeah, she was so fucking excited. And this TV is still there.
Really?
Really, it's big, you know? Because before everybody had old TV, small TV, and then I bought when it was the new LCD. You know LCD?
No.
The LCD is like smart TV.
Ah, okay.
Like it is, no?
Yeah.
And then nobody, it was in the beginning, nobody had it. And then
it.
I bought this with the money for the fight, and I gave it to her, and she was so excited for this. and they're still there. Every time when I come to her house, I see the TV and say, you see the TV? Yeah. It was the money for the fight. Yeah, like this.
Oh, cool. How often do you see your family?
How
often do you see your family?
That I don't see. How many?
How often do you see your family in a year? How often do you visit?
Always 3 months here, 3 months in Brazil, like this. No.
Always three months in Germany.
Because right now I have no. Right now I have no visa for Europe, you know, and then I need to be here like tourist, you know.
Okay.
3 months, but anyway, it's okay because I can enjoy also Brazil, you know.
And you always buy like one-way tickets.
Yeah. Awesome. You know, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to buy just one way. I need to buy both.
You buy both. Okay.
Yeah, because I don't want to get the same.
It's almost you have a plan.
Yeah.
Okay. I love that you are like going with the wind, like doing whatever you want.
Yeah.
Whenever you want.
Free always, you know.
Yeah.
Free, freestyling, freedom. Yeah, freedom. Yeah. It's important for the soul, you know.
Why did you go to Germany and not to America?
Yeah, don't talk about America. America make.
Oh no.
America let me. How
let
can I say?
They let you down?
How is the name for this? When
they broke your heart?
Yeah, I love America, really. I love the.
You love America?
Yeah, I love this, really.
Why aren't you there? I mean, it's way better than Germany.
We never know. Right now, I'm trying to get my visa from Germany. If I'm going to know about January, if I don't get my visa,
okay.
I try to get my visa from America. You know, because yeah. I love the weather. I love the people. I love it.
Yeah, they're so optimistic.
Yeah, America. I like Miami, you know.
Miami?
Yeah, I like Miami. And then the people are like Brazilian people. They are funny. They are happy.
Yeah.
They are... It's like Brazil, but with system, you know.
Ah.
They have a system for everything, you know. The bus come at the same time. Everything is fine, you know. And then the tax work, you know. Yeah. The government work, the political work. Of course, you know, the people make how can I say... But America is amazing, really. I would like to go there.
Yeah. Hey, why do so many Brazilians support Bolsonaro? I never understand it.
Say again, sorry?
Why do so many Brazilians
support Bolsonaro? You know, because Bolsonaro is the kind of the people they are... How can I say to you? He's a military, you know? And then he's like this, you know?
Strict and straight.
Like, yeah, like this. And then the Brazilian people are crazy. They have no system, you know?
Not
everybody, but they are not system. They don't respect the rules.
Yeah.
They don't respect the system. They have no system. They do what they want. Nobody cares. Don't respect the tax. They don't. Yeah. A lot of people don't pay tax. They own everything inside the table.
Defined
you
around.
Know, the politics corrupt, and then the people. A lot of people are corrupt too. And of course, you have not nice people, but more of the people are corrupt. Yeah. You know, and then this is the system in Brazil, and then Bolsonaro comes with different ideology. You know.
At the beginning or still? Because
still, because he's like from...
I think...
He's like a militar, he's like a... How can I say? Christian, like... For
conservative.
Yeah, like for everything for God. He's talking about God, he's talking about... But it's not it's God about religion. It's about okay. God, you know, like God, military. And he's so like, how can I say? I have no English law to say to you. But he's strange with everything,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then... Right now, we are in like 50-50. Lula, you know Lula?
I know, yeah.
Lula and Bolsonaro. Yeah. Because Lula come from prison.
Oh,
yeah,
from prison?
And for prison. And oh, then now, the some people want to put him in the power again. And some people is against Bolsonaro.
Mm-hmm.
But when you see the people that against Bolsonaro, you see these people make shit.
Yeah.
You know, they make shit because... I don't like to talk about politics, you know,
yeah,
like
me neither,
because
actually.
I like to respect the people,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
I have my own what I think. I'm Bolsonaro 100%, you know.
Okay.
I'm the same,
yeah.
But I don't like to say what I don't like for the people, you know.
Yeah.
But the people that make shit, make bad things, you know, they are from Lula. It's 100%, you know.
Okay.
I don't want to say to you like
no,
the kind of
fine.
The thing that people do,
yeah.
Because I respect the people, you know, but.
Yeah.
It's a crazy.
But how can you be okay with him, like burning down the whole Amazon, or the half of the Amazon?
Who Bolsonaro.
Bolsonaro, here in Europe we hate him for that.
Yeah, the people hate for that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, how can he not
this
stop
is
that?
This is politic, you know. Some people with Lula, some people with Bolsonaro, and then some people with nobody, and then Lula did good things, Bolsonaro did bad things, but Bolsonaro don't steal money for the people, you know. They don't take money for the people. I don't know. I never know. Nobody knows about, you know. Yeah. They can make mistake, you know. He can make a mistake, but he don't take money. Lula took a lot of money from the culture, you know.
Okay.
He took a lot of money to culture. He was in the prison, you know.
That's why. Okay.
He did a lot of bad things, you know.
Yeah.
But Lula did good things for poor people.
Oh no! Okay.
Yeah, in the past.
Why don't they put both of them, like,
as president? He's like the bad guy and the good guy, the good things, the bad things together, you know?
Yeah.
And then it's like he gave houses for poor people, you know, in Brazil was before. And
like
this kind of
Picard.
And this kind of the poor people, they have not so they are not so clever, you know. And then they're like, hey, give you houses for my people, and then I'm gonna to put this, you know. And then smart people, business people, they go to Bolsonaro, you know, they know the right way.
Mm.
But the poor, not the poor is not the clever, not like this, but the more in the north of the Brazil, more poor people, you know. And then this kind of the people, they go to Lula, you know. Lula is good guy, but you know.
Okay, hey, let's go back to fighting.
Yeah,
what was the craziest thing that happened to you?
Inside the cage. Never happened with me, you know, because I always try to control the fight, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to. I'm not the bad. I'm not like this, but you know, I don't like to let the opponent play so much with me, you know. I like to
control.
To control. I like to do my stuff, you know. I don't let him play.
Yeah.
I prefer don't have a story, you know.
And outside the cage.
Oh.
Outside the cage.
No, not outside the cage.
No funny stuff.
No. I don't like this. I don't like the fights outside, you know. I don't like the fights outside.
Ah, no. Outside fighting, like in your normal life.
No. Never.
You're only fighting in so professional.
Only this.
Okay.
I never fought on the street like this. Yeah. With normal people, no. I'm a nice guy, you know.
Yeah.
People like this, you know. You're a nice guy, you were calm, you were a gentleman, you look good, and then in the fight, you are a monster, you know, you kill the people. Yeah. What the fuck this guy, man? He's a nice guy, respectful, but inside the cage, he's motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah. This motherfucker is good. Yeah, this is good. People like this, you know? Normal guy.
Yeah.
Without be arrogant, you know? Relax, make a joke, take care of everybody, you know? Everybody the same. And then the fight's different.
Yeah.
You rock. What the fuck this guy? What's going on? Who is this guy? Who is this motherfucker?
Yeah. Not the same. As before.
Yeah, like this.
Yeah. What do you feel when you fight? Is it freedom?
Yeah. How say again?
What do you feel when you fight? When you're fighting? What do you feel when you fight?
I feel so happy, and I feel at home when I fight, really. I love fight, but you know, I feel good when I'm inside the cage, but I feel so bad when I'm backstage.
Really? Why?
When I adrenaline, you know, when the people call waiting.
So before the fight.
I hate before the feeling before the fight. When you stay 3 hours in the backstage, you're the next. One guy come cry without blood, a lot of blood.
Oh God.
And then, oh shit.
Yeah.
Another guy come, and then it's my time is coming. The time never come, you know. And then I hate this really. And then, but when they call my name, they say now is your time, and they put my music. Now I go, and then I enjoy the moment, you know.
Yeah.
But before, I hate this adrenaline, you know. Like one day before, it's okay for me.
Yeah, you can.
I can take, yeah.
Yeah.
Like one day before, it's okay for me because.
What? A second.
One day before, it's okay for me.
Ah, you have to wait. Yeah, I'm a little bit tired.
One day before, it's okay for me. Because I know, like, forget about the day of the fight.
Put it here.
I can do some different things, you know. I can forget about the fight. Because it's not so good to think all the time about the fight.
Yeah.
One day before, you need to eat good, you need to rest. And then the adrenaline of the fight, fuck your concentration, you know. And then it's hard. And then I can keep it well. and the one day before, but in this in the day of the fight, I start to think about the fight.
Okay.
And then I don't like this feeling, you know. I don't enjoy the moment, you know. I go, shit, I have to fight today, you know. I need to control my things, you know. This maybe I need to put everything out, clean my mind, get concentration, you know. And then yeah, but inside the cage, when they call my name, mm-hmm. I'm going there, and then everything's fine. I enjoy my moment.
Hey, do you know Tony Ferguson is making his own bandages before the fight? He is doing the,
yeah,
the bandages. You're doing the same?
Yeah, I do the same. Yeah, the I same? Love when yeah. they let me do. I do the yeah. same
awesome.
Because I know do the same. I know good reps.
Crazy.
Yeah.
How
yeah.
do you do it with the other hand? Because I would be able to do it with the right hand, but not with the left hand.
No, I do normal with both. I like because, you know, when I fight MMA, I don't like to fight with a lot, and the people don't know do right, you know. They
yeah.
put a lot inside the hand,
yeah,
and then I like to hold the people to grapple, and then sometimes I have no good grip,
yeah,
and then when I make my own bandage, it's good because I feel good, you know.
But then they are not so
strong enough to punch.
Yeah.
Right now I'm this kind of the situation, you know, to get this kind of the balance, you know, because right now I'm get better striker, you know,
yeah.
I'm a glorified sorry.
yeah.
And then it's like, I want to make a good bandage for kill the people.
Yeah.
And I also want to make good bandage for hold the people and I need when I need to grappling.
I never thought about it.
Yeah.
That they should not be so thick because of the.
No,
the holding.
It's like inside here you cannot put a lot because you cannot grapple, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know, when you put here, you also put here, you know.
Yeah.
And then if you don't want to put a lot of inside, you also don't put it here because you make this, you know.
Yeah.
Makes sense. And then it's like this. But my last bandage for MMA
mm-hmm.
was good. You know, I put for knock the guy out, and I did.
Awesome.
And then my last, I don't know how it's gonna be, how it's gonna be the fight, how it's gonna be the strategy. You know, if you're gonna hold the guy, if you're gonna strike him. We never know, really. We never
yeah.
know. I don't like to make a plan.
Hey, do you also like playing soccer or football, or do you other sports
no.
or just common sports?
I tried to play soccer, but
yeah.
it was really bad.
Like
I have my feet so big. I have 48. My number is so big.
What did you have?
48. My feet.
48.
Yeah. And
is
then
your
when
shoe
I,
size?
Yeah. When I kick the ball for the right side, he goes to the left side.
Oh no!
And I know what's going on with my feet.
Okay.
Really, I'm not so good, you know. But I appreciate who is good.
Yeah. Who is your favorite fighter?
So my favorite fighter is. Let me think. Today is hard to say to you. My favorite fight, but I like John Jones.
John Jones.
I like Anderson Silva.
Oh, yes.
I like.
Oh, not.
Yeah, not so much fight, you know. I have not a lot of fight that I like this time, you know. But I like John Jones because nobody can beat this guy, you know.
Yeah.
Great guy. And also, you know, I don't say to you that it's a right way. Because he make a lot of shit, you know, John Jones, and he become champion.
I know, but everyone loves him.
Yeah,
but
I love this guy. He's
a,
he look like a, how can I say when you cannot be how can I say, how can I call when you when you cannot beat the guy? He's
how can you? What?
I cannot beat the guy. He's
unbeatable.
And unbeatable like this.
Okay.
You know, crazy. And also, I like Anderson Silva because he's like water. Like he
yeah.
always said that it's like
yeah.
water, but he's really like water. You know, you never. Of course, right now he's a little bit old, but I appreciate what he did in the past. You know, how he fought. You never see like jab, bah, kick. You know, he flow in the fight.
Yeah.
He have a good
eyes.
You know, and then eyes.
Not years.
Yeah, not years. Have good eyes and then years. Have good eyes in the fight, you know. And he see everything and a good moment, you know. I appreciate also the fight that have your own style.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, this I appreciate a lot. Because I have my own style.
I don't change my
style. I learn, you can teach me something and I put in my own style.
That's great.
But I don't change my style.
Yeah.
Because it's my own and I become champion like this, you know.
Yeah.
And then Anderson Silva is the same. If you show something for him,
mm-hmm.
he'll take what you show and he puts in game and you want to improve, you improve, and then he get better, you know. He can do this in the fight.
Mm.
he don't change. He go out. He don't fight like this, like everybody. Yeah. He have his own style, you know. And it's amazing, you know. It's not everybody that's like this, you know. So only some special fighters. See, this guy is different.
Yeah.
He have his own style, you know. Right now, Pereira. You see Pereira?
Yes.
Pereira is coming with different style. He don't punch like this. He punch like crazy. He have not so much technique. You see.
But it's good because but you never know when
you never know coming. What's coming. Yeah. He have his own hook. Everybody knows that he have a hook, but he always cut the people. You know why he's gonna change? Why some coaches need to say to him, "Hey, you need to punch like this, like this." No, do your stuff. You know,
it's like Dominic Poos. You never know what's coming because never he's know. So he changed unorthodox.
The base like this, orthodox. You know, and then it's MMA fight need to be orthodox. You know, they need to be like. Like how can I say when you don't wait, you never know what's coming, you know, like this.
It has to be crazy.
Yeah, and it has to be crazy. You never know what's coming, you know. Sometimes you change the base, you punch with the jab, you punch with the right. Oh, what's going on with this guy?
Yeah.
Because he's going to be like every fighter. Jab and kick with the right hand. Right hand and kick with the left. Hook and kick. Everybody knows this shit.
Yeah.
When you do something different, what the fuck is this? With this guy, you know, he make jab like this. Two.
Yeah.
He have your own style, you know, and then it's, I appreciate. And I try always to learn, you know, to this kind of the fight, you know.
And Tony Ferguson said, like, before the last UFC fight, that he learned a new technique, something new, like some days before the UFC fight. And he was telling his coach, like, what the fuck, why did you not show me this 30 years ago or 15 years ago?
Yeah, like this.
You never stop learning.
You
never
always learn something different. No, not just about the fight, but it's about the mind too, you know.
Yeah.
It's not about only technique, you know. It's about the mind too. You always learn something more, you know.
When you went to Germany, how was the cultural shock at the beginning?
The what?
When you moved to Germany, how did you get around? Like, did you find friends? Did you go to a gym? Did you get an apartment?
Okay, the first time when I fought in Poland, fought for the title. It was my first fight.
Was it the first time in Europe?
In Fame, I fought Fame. You know Fame? Fight Exclusive Night in Poland?
No.
I was in Fame and I got the title.
Okay.
And then I have a ticket for Monday to come back. And then when I fight, the same man, I need it, I think I will be here for I forgot my...
The ticket,
I forgot
the
my
ticket.
And I say no, I want to stay here. And I took the, I
you
took the bus.
You stayed in Poland.
Yeah, I took the bus, gosh. and then I want people from Hanover.
Okay.
And then I say to him, man, can I come to your gym to train? I'm in Poland. Yeah, come here. You know. And then I took the bus to Poland to Hanover.
Yeah.
And then the guy say to me, hey, do you want to fight? I have a fight Saturday in GMC.
Wow.
You know, let's go. Why not? You know, in Brazil, I have nothing. No, like this. And I took the fight. I finished the guy next week, Amba. And then I was there in Germany next week. One guy say, you want to fight in Russia? I say, let's go. I'm here. You know, I want to enjoy my time here. I fought there.
You had like three fights in 3 weeks.
Next week again, four fights.
What?
And then it was like my last fight, I couldn't win because it was a split decision. And then the guy was not good enough for me, the referee, you know. He did shit with me. And then I got lost, and then I was fucked sad for this. Because I just fought for the money, you know, like this. And then, like this. And then after this, I have one loss. And then that I don't lose.
Yeah.
I moved to Brazil. I went to Brazil.
Yeah.
And then I did some wins, streaks. Like 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, and then
put
I
your
back
confidence
to Germany.
Back up.
Yeah, and then I back to Europe, and I start to fight here again. And right now, I think I have 28 fights here in Europe. You know, always fight around Europe. You know, and yeah, like this.
Is there a place you still want to see? Like, are there some places you really
in
want
Europe?
To visit? Yeah.
Yeah, I want to go to Sweden to train there. You know,
like comes
to
out.
I would like to train there in Alstad to know the people there.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if something special there, but I don't like also to do what everybody do. Everybody go there, everybody go to Thailand, everybody go to America Top Team. Every fighter do the same. But, you know, I don't like to do the same like everybody, but I want to know. If I don't go there, you not know if the trend is good or if they do something different. Or maybe I can learn something, you know, for the no. Of course, I can learn something for the guys. I say about learning about system, you know, like oh, this guy like to do this shit. Oh, he put pads after the training. I make this, you know. You always learn something different for the people, you know. And then I wanted to go there to see, you know, the train, how is the train, how is the preparation for the guy, why the guy is so good, you know. He's good because he trained in the gym, or he's good just because he's good, you know. He has his own talent, you know. And I want to see, you know, I want to go there to Sweden. I want to go, I want to go to Sweden. I want to go to, also out of the Europe, I want to go to Thailand. You know, to train.
Have you been in Thailand before?
Never been there. Really, I would love to go there. Because, you know, there, you have a lot of good fights, you know. Like, of course, I don't want to go to Thailand to learn Muay Thai, you know. Like, you know, you have a lot of good coaches here, too. Today, you don't need to go to Thailand to learn Muay Thai. You have Holland here, the K1 fight, you know, a lot of good coaches. But more because we have a lot of fights in the same place to train. You have one FC champion, UFC champion. A lot of guys, they are training together. And then, oh, maybe I want to see my level. How is my level? If I train with the guy with my weight, in my weight, in my weight division, you know? Just to see the level, you know? Just to feel how I am, you know, like this. And also because I want to enjoy Thailand, you know, enjoy the beach, enjoy the place, so the food, you know? Go with some money, you know? Everything's cheap there, you know?
Cool.
And then make massage for 5 euro.
Thai massage.
Thai massage for 5 euro, and then like this.
I heard it's good. I heard.
Yeah, we would like.
And do you also like think about something outside fighting too? Like, what can I do? Like, should I go to cinema or should I go to, I don't know, a museum, or should I do a sightseeing tour in the city? Or are you always in gym? When you are in a new city, do you like always go to the gym, or do you also think like, okay, I want to see the city, I want to go out.
Really, not cinema, because like I told you, I cannot stop to do something, you know. I don't I have no fuck for this. But I like to I like to go out, you know. I like to go to the, I like to walk in the street, you know. I like to go
get
out,
a feeling from the city.
I like to go to the shopping to buy clothes. This I like, you know. But I don't like to movie, it's kind of the thing, you know.
What did you don't
I don't like to movie, watch a movie, this really.
Have you ever watched one movie straight?
Huh?
Have you ever watched one
Never.
Movie straight?
I sleep when I go to the movie.
Oh my god.
I sleep really. Really, I would like, but I cannot.
Yeah. Crazy. I love movies. I go a lot of times to the cinema. Yeah. Just for not thinking. I want to see a movie so I don't have to think about anything. So good.
It's good, yeah. I appreciate who like we can.
Yeah.
But I can.
How much do you train a day when you can't stop
being I don't active? Train more than 2 times, you know. Before I tried to train 3, but it's a lot.
Yeah.
You know, before I tried, people say 3-4 times. No. Depends how you train.
Yeah.
If you train 2 times, you train smart. You can train 1 time for day. If you train well, if your train is how can I say, is a right train, just 1 train is enough. But I like to make 2 trains, you know.
Yeah.
Make my workout, and then morning and the evening train another workout, I rest.
Yeah.
It's okay, 2 times, you know. If you train smart, it's okay. Sometimes 1 train is enough. If you train hard, you are dead, you know.
Yeah.
And but you must make good plan, you know, for this, you know, like good system, everything.
Yeah. Who are the people most close to you?
I think my coach, you know. I think my coach, my partner train like this.
Who is your coach?
My coach is from Brazil, you know.
Yeah. You talk to him like all the time?
All the time, yeah. I have a jiu-jitsu coach in Belgium. I always talk with him. And like this, I think the people for the fight, this is my life. I have not something different for to do, you know. Like, really, I would love to have something different for to do. But I have hyper fuck what you do, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm not stupid like it. Oh, I just fight. But anyway, what am I gonna do? I just know this shit, you know. All the life doing this, you know. I have no different.
What would you like to do, if it's not fighting?
I can open my own gym.
Yeah, totally.
I work with my fighters. I can make management. I can make my own. I have my own event in Brazil too.
Really?
I can promote event. I can do something about the fight.
Yeah.
Why I wanna do something different? No, like I can get money with different things, you know, but not with the same. But it's different, you understand, yeah?
Okay.
Makes sense?
Yeah, makes sense.
It's the same, but
especially
different.
Especially because you love fighting.
Yeah, like this, you know, all the fight. I can open my own gym, I can make my event, I can make a lot of things, I can be coach, I can do, you know.
Hey, your parents, they didn't like you fighting at the beginning, but how are they feeling about fighting now?
Now he loves fighting.
They
now
fight.
The ones in the fight, they watch
it. They love it, yeah.
Yeah, now they love, but before it was hard, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard, you know, when you have this kind of the professional, like when you artist, we're single, you're from surfy, you play soccer, it's something that's not so solid, you know, something that's not so, you know, maybe work, maybe don't work, you know, it's not for everybody, you know, because it's like the sun don't shine for everybody, you know, like this, and then it's hard, you know, but I can stand, you know, I can stand this. It's like take care, you know.
Is but it just your dad and your mom, or do you also have like siblings?
Say again, sorry?
Do you also have siblings? Like a brother or sister?
Yeah, I have a brother, I have a sister.
What are they doing?
They just have normal business, normal work. And then they never want to do something different. To get, like I told you, to get the risk, you know.
Yeah.
You just, in the life, you just can conquer something when you get a risk, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes you lose the first time, the second time,
yeah,
but one day you make the goal, you know.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, like this, you know, you need to risk for everything, you know. Everything is a risk. You just get something when you risk. One time, everything's gonna work. One time, mm-hmm, you're gonna see, oh, look, I tried, you know. I tried one time, you know. Oh shit, I broke with my company. Oh shit, and then you open a new company, and you broke again. And oh shit, I broke again.
Oh God.
And then you open a new company, you broke again.
Oh
and
God.
Maybe you get millionaire. And what the fuck, I broke 3 times, not millionaire. I start trust, everybody say, hey, close this.
Yeah.
It's not gonna work. And then you start to believe, you know. And then when you see, you're a millionaire, you're rich doing this, but you broke 3 times. I know a lot of people like this.
Mm.
Then in the life's like this, you need to risk. If you believe in your dream, you know, you need to try, you need to risk really. If you don't risk, you'll be like everybody, you know, just waiting for
and not get happy.
Yeah,
I guess.
Like this soft, you know.
Yeah.
More of the people, they are soft.
Yeah.
They are happy with their life. Okay, I have this money.
Yeah.
I will live with this money. It's okay for me, you know. I can buy my house, I can pay my apartment, I can pay my food, it's okay, you know.
Yeah, they are not getting out of their comfort zone.
No, I don't want to get soft, you know.
Yeah.
I always think about my future, I always think about where can I go, you know, like this, you know.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think this making me fly, you know. I want to fly, you know. I don't want to be like this, you know. Soft life, you know, like a bird, you know, like inside the, you know what I mean? You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Yeah, I talk a lot today, yeah?
It's perfect.
Yeah, really, we can talk here 3 hours.
Yeah, I'm up to 3 hours, it's okay. If man, we have to talk about your mouthpiece, because you just told, and we have to tell it to our listeners. What do you bring to every fight event, even if you're not fighting?
I don't know what's happening, what's wrong with me, but all the time, when I'm traveling for some fight, to watch the fight, or to do some corner for someone, I always bring the mouthpiece with me, you know? But I can't fight because I have a contract with Brave, with Glory, you know? And then
I cannot fight.
But I always bring my mouthpiece. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Okay.
Yesterday I did the same. I bring the mouthpiece with me. And we never know. Oh, I cannot fight.
Yeah.
No, because I did this all my life. I come to the event with my mouthpiece, maybe to help someone, maybe some fighters. Because, you know, I love the fight with short Natais. I love, like, took the fight 1 day before, 2 days before. I love this. You know why?
You don't have to think about it.
Yeah, because I hate the adrenaline for the preparation.
Yeah.
I hate to think about the fight, to think about the opponent, what he's going to do. like I'm always like this.
Yeah.
And then when you take the fight like this, you like, oh, I don't need to think about 3 months, you know.
Yeah.
Like think about the opponent and just go there and fight when you are ready for this. When you have enough training, enough and preparation, all. And then I love this really. More of the time, working for me.
Are you always in shape, or is there some time like at Christmas
always
when
in
you
shape.
Just?
No. I hate. I hate Christmas. It's hard to say I hate Christmas. I don't hate Christmas. I hate like
big family
holidays.
Dinner.
Yeah. I hate holidays. You know.
Yeah.
Of course. I like to get time for the family, but I hate birthday. I hate stop my day for this, you know.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm on one day that I lose, you know. I'm a little bit crazy for this, you know, like, but I don't like to stop, you know. I don't like to stop. I like to train every day. I like to run Sunday, make one sparring Sunday, Saturday, and Sunday rest, and then Monday back everything again. And when I have a fight, I like to rest 1 week, mm-hmm. and then back again to the next preparation.
Hey, what do you do for cheat meal or cheat week, or what are you eating?
I eat everything. No, I love to eat like shit, fast food,
yeah.
pizza, everything. Yeah. Because you know, you need to breathe a little bit. 1 week to breathe. Like,
yeah.
oh, I deserve. You know, I fought, I won. Now I deserve. You know, I take 1 week to relax a little bit. You know,
and
then.
Back.
Monday again, train.
Yeah.
You know, and then sometimes when I have a fight, when I have like a date for fight, I like to fight Sunday, rest, and fight Saturday, rest Sunday, Monday, make sauna, relax, massage,
yeah.
and then the next day I like to come back for training when I don't have an injuries.
Okay.
You know why? Because I want to enjoy the preparation for the last fight. Because when you stay long time, you get relaxed, you know. And then when you fight and you rest 2-3 days,
mm-hmm.
and then you don't have any injuries and you make other preparation, you get better. Really, you fight with different. You have double preparation, you know, because you don't have the feeling for the last fight.
The last one.
You are always in shape, always fight. And then, like I told you, your eyes are different. You see the fight different with less adrenaline. You know, you are more relaxed in the fight. You are more in shape, and then you fight better, 100%. You know. Because sometimes the guy training 3 months for one fight, and then stay 6 months without fight. I train 3 months, and then when he fight with a lot of emotion, a lot of feelings, and then it's hard. When you fight all the time, you get
easier.
Better. You get better eyes. You get better, not ears.
You get
used to better
it.
Eyes, and then you look better, and then you don't make. Mm-hmm. Of course, you can make mistakes, but you don't make a lot of mistakes now.
Yeah.
This is really good. I like this. I think this is my methodology.
So tomorrow is the cage fight series in Graz, and you will be there with your mouthpiece, with your athletes, and you will hope that maybe someone will not make
tomorrow I will
weight.
Be in cage fight series, but I will not fight, but 100% I will be with my mouthpiece. I don't know why, but I'm going to bring my mouthpiece, really.
Sounds really good. So it's getting crowdier here, because the weigh-ins are starting.
I'm going to start the weight right now.
Thank you so much. What's in the future for you?
Yeah. Oh.
What are your plans for the future? Any big plans for the future?
For the future right now, I want to finish my fight in Brave.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I can renew my contract with Brave, you know. But I like to think about my next story, you know. My next step, you know. Like my next step is going to be glory now.
Yeah.
Then I must be ready for this. I already feel ready for this now. I'm doing good preparation for the fight. Because like I told you, I won't fight, but I won't make one fight, think about the next fight.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, I just think about glory. I'm training every day for this. And then I think that I'm going to show different performance right now, you know. Really, I'm training all day. Every day I try to get in my limit. Every train I'm tired, because I mean, all the time I get better. Try to give more in the training, you know. And then, so, this is my next step, glory, and then... Let's see what the future bring to me, but I'm excited to risk to get all the opportunities.
I wish you stay healthy and
thank
fit.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the interview
and a lot of fun with the fights.
Sorry, I talk a lot. I know, but
no,
anyway,
it's so much
fun. Fine.
Next time we do it again, okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
See you soon.
Yeah.
This was podcast episode 124 with Joito Peregrino Lutherbach. This episode was already recorded 1 year ago. I just had no time to publish it earlier. If you want to know more about Peregrino, you can follow his journey on social media. Thanks for listening, and this time, the last words belong to our guest.
Se você demorar, vou querer te beijar e depois namorar, curtição. E hoje vai rolar, gata me liga, mas tá sem balada. Quero curtir com você na madrugada, dançar, rolar até o sol raiar. Gata me liga, mas tá sem balada. Quero curtir com você na madrugada, dançar, rolar até o sol raiar. Tchê 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 tchê. O peregrino e você tchê 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 tchê. Se você demorar, vou querer te beijar e depois namorar, curtição. Hoje vai rolar, gata me liga, mas tá sem balada. Quero curtir com você na madrugada, dançar, rolar até o sol raiar. Gata me liga, mas tá sem balada. Quero curtir com você na madrugada, dançar, rolar até o sol raiar. Tchê 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 tchê. O peregrino e você tchê 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 tchê.